This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show from 2007, a segment with comedian Nick Griffin. It's on the way right after this.
I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get new clothes so I can get a girlfriend. Start clipping my toes so I can get a girlfriend. Get some work done on my nose so I can get a girlfriend. Stop wearing pantyhose so I can get a girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I'm even willing to pay someone to say that they're my girlfriend. People start to think you're gay when you've never had a girlfriend. I'd buy flowers every day if I had a girlfriend. I wouldn't be like OJ and kill my girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I'm gonna change the key so I can get a girlfriend. Start having sex for free with my girlfriend. She could even have VD if she was my girlfriend. It might hurt when I pee, but at least I'd have a girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. Is it getting catchy?
Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend. Okay. Girlfriend. And then this kind of breaks it up. This is sort of the bridge part here.
Yeah.
We could do lots of crazy things, like I could pull her ears out and say, hey, look, guys, it's Dumbo. She'd say, who are you and how'd you get into my house? Hello, do I have to sink to get me a girlfriend? Put something in her drink and she could be my girlfriend. I didn't say she had to think that she was my girlfriend. Just don't put me in the clink or I'll be someone else's girlfriend. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I gotta get a computer so I can get a girlfriend. Might as well be neutered, cause I've never had a girlfriend. I hope she has big hooters for her to be my girlfriend. But then beggars can't be choosers, so anyone can be my girlfriend. We got another bridge part.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do lots of silly things, like I'd say knock knock and she'd say who's there, and I'd say yeah and she'd say yahoo, and I'd say that's pretty funny and she'd say that's kind of cheesy. Still kind of worried kind of the rhyme on that one. I want to be like Bob and Tom. Then I'd probably have a girlfriend. Or if something rhymed with Bob and Tom, then I'd still have a girlfriend. I want to be like Chick. Hey! Have two or three girlfriends. And then they can play with my... And then I'm trying to come up with a
rhyme for Chick.
Rhyme, yeah. I don't know. It's a one-syllable word.
That's a tough one.
That rhymes with Chick.
Slick.
Girlfriend. 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 Yeah, yeah.
missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
In the interview loft, wearing a crisp, clean lavender shirt and a black sweater.
Lavender?
He has, what color is that?
Blue.
Looks blue.
Oh, maybe it's just my angle.
Could be your angle. Looks blue.
It's morning, a nice Nick. Blue shirt. It's a comedian, Nick Griffin, who has the best head of hair in American comedy and certainly one of America's finest comedians. Nick, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Nick, I don't know if you heard any of our discussion while you were coming in. Gotham in New York City?
That's right.
How cool. That's great.
Yeah, I just moved there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I moved there about, I guess in August, so.
So you moved back?
I actually did, yeah. I was there many years ago when I was like 23. Been in L.A. for 13 years, and then I moved back to New York.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I had too many friends in L.A. And that-
yeah, time to start over.
Yeah. Starting to feel comfortable.
Maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting feeling like I'm ahead of the game.
Mm.
I want to go back and really get that uncomfortable feeling where I'm not wanted again.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't want to get too personal too quickly, but while you were in Los Angeles, were you seeing any kind of a counselor or a psychologist? Or
that's kind of personal.
That's getting right to it, isn't
it's,
it?
Yeah, it's more like you should be seeing.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was seeing somebody, and I have continued. I do the phone thing now. You call in.
Really? That's interesting. I can't imagine.
You can actually call. I didn't.
That's not exactly a pat on the back.
No, it
isn't. Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
People still do that.
You pathetic loser.
Really? Why aren't you hospitalized?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know you could do that. You actually, the person's there. It's not like a voicemail, right?
No.
Well, yeah. You know, you don't call in your problem. They call you back later.
Push 5 if you're depressed.
Right.
We have
a bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you, I guess, create a relationship with somebody in Los Angeles, a counselor who kind of knows your problems.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just talk with them on the phone.
And then you exactly.
You don't have to see them face to face.
That's so kind of Hollywood bi-coastal to me. That's sort of cutting edge hip. Mm. Well, I live in L.A., but my psychiatrist lives in New York.
Well, that's true. That does sound that way. But I'm not that person.
No, I don't mean to belittle your problems.
yes, you do.
Well, for the sake of the show,
I mean the demons you're wrestling with are very real.
I think it's far too late for that.
I just don't know if you can wrestle with them via AT&T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe it's more effective. I certainly don't know. God knows.
It is hard because I remember a long time ago fired or whatever, stopped seeing a therapist because I saw her glancing at her watch.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's bad.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so obviously she could be staring at a clock the entire time if you're doing it over the phone now, so I have to look.
Oh, she could be online.
She could be shopping for shoes.
You say, and that's when, exactly. You say, and that's when I realized my mother didn't love me. And she said, did you know that DSW has a website?
Or, you know, probably about 5 till the top of the hour when Nick's supposed to call, this is when she calls all the girls in and go, I'll put it on speakerphone this time.
Right.
I think he's going to have an actual
what he looks
breakdown.
Like. Here is problems.
Yeah.
He usually starts weeping.
Yeah.
17 minutes into the session.
This guy did Letterman.
But he's never funny when he talks to me.
So unhappy.
Nick Griffin is our guest, and Nick is a brilliant stand-up comedian.
Mm.
He also is very open and honest about his life. I don't feel... maybe we've crossed the line by asking about your relationship with your psychologist there. I apologize.
Not at all.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings.
With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
We were talking with Dr. Will Miller, who is a comedian and a psychologist, and he comes into the show occasionally, and we were talking about this very fact about the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And do you put the clock sort of behind the person so that you don't, because you do not want to get caught looking at the clock.
Right.
No.
And that just, that makes the wrong statement to your
or
patient.
Or having a sandwich. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been seeing a therapist so long that I have an internal clock where I go, yeah. Mm-hmm. I look at her and I go, I know, we're going to wrap it up. Just relax. Let me get this out.
You have to stop.
Hurry it up.
Relax, lady.
Yeah, when they do the hand roll, come on, let's.
Right, right. You mean, hate this, yourself. You
know, yes, this may be over the line here, so don't answer if this is not correct to ask. When you decided you were going to move, do you do this independently, or do you say to the psychologist, look, I'm thinking of moving. Do you think that you and I should continue on the phone, or should I, could you have someone you can recommend? Well, how does that, what's the protocol?
I feel like in some ways I do feel like I've been bullied a little bit by my therapist because I go, well, I am moving and, you know.
Does he or she go, well, I guess I'm going to have to drop that boat payment.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks, pal.
Just when I had some steady money coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just, yeah, you do, you bring it up, but it's funny because I don't think I'm a good patient because I was going over something the other day and I said, well, you know, and I seeing this girl and I ended that and she goes, you never said anything about seeing a girl. How long have you been seeing her? And I go, I don't know, 3-4 months. And she's like, shouldn't you be bringing that up when we're talking?
Like when you first met her?
Yeah. I said, yeah, but I don't really take the relationship very seriously, so I didn't think it was.
All right.
So, yeah, because I know it's going to end, so why,
right,
why
exactly.
mention it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a very...
There's some significance to that, I think.
Absolutely. There's a... Yeah,
and
I
did,
know.
Then you have... Well, never mind. Now,
did your psychologist say, don't move to New York City?
She did question me, like, are you sure you feel strong enough?
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's your boat payment talk.
Do you have a support network out there? And I said, well, there's many Starbucks.
Yes. Uh-huh. Great place to meet people.
Yeah.
Is it me or is everyone staring at the clock every time Nick talks?
Well, there are a lot of clocks in the room, I got to tell you.
Just wondering. Sorry.
Nick Griffin is our guest.
Nick, did you take on a roommate when you went to New York?
You know, I have a friend who's a writer out there, so I'm living in his extra room.
Is he a television writer?
He was. He's now doing a bunch of internet stuff.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he's not on strike then?
No, he's not on strike. He no.
Okay, well, that's lucky then.
Yeah.
You don't want to be paying his rent, too.
No.
No, you don't want that.
I'm actually thinking about buying a place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. Wow.
In the city?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
No, you don't want to do that.
No?
It must be going well for you.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
I don't have any. I never spend any money ever.
Yeah?
I mean, since I've been divorced, I've just been pretty, you know, I don't have anything going on. So mm-hmm. I've just been socking it away. And mm-hmm. I'm.
Why not?
Yeah. I had a place in L.A. that I rent out now. And
mm-hmm.
It's hard after you've bought something to.
Let it go.
Rent.
To rent.
Yeah.
True, because you know that was your life there, and now it's
so
someone
you own
else.
You own a place in Los Angeles?
Not yet. Oh yes, in L.A. I do own a place. Yeah.
So you're a landlord. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, how long ago were you divorced?
About 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You still talk about that a lot? Or?
Yes.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I still talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk to the former?
No, I don't. You know, somebody found that very significant that I. Well, before we even divorced, I moved out, and like 2 weeks later, I found out she was seeing somebody, and I I, in so many words, called her and I said, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Some more, you know, fragrant language.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I said, don't ever call me again.
And that was the last time you talked with her.
And I said that I was pitching shows, I don't know, like a year ago, and I told that story, and they go, what a great name for a television show. Don't blank ever call me again.
But see, if it were a TV show, they'd get back together.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's true. And
that'd be the whole premise.
Right.
Don't ever call me again, click, but they're together now.
Ah, look at them.
Will they get back together? La, la,
la, la, right, exactly. La, la, la. He's an emasculated man. She's the man of the house.
Can they live together without driving each other crazy? Mm-hmm. Da, da, da,
da, da, da. Now, who would you cast as the woman to play your former wife? If you had to do that. Obviously, you'd play yourself, clearly.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. Are you saying who do I think's beautiful?
There you go. So you think your former wife is beautiful. Good way to get out of that one.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying if I have to spend a lot of time with an actress.
No, I was asking, in other words,
who would portray the Mrs. Inside?
Watch this. Mm-hmm. Talk about beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. A young Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Fair skin, kind of classy.
Capri pants.
But ultimately evil inside.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mary Tyler Moore, it was a pretty good business lady, so she would have to, I would think. Yeah. She'd have to.
Well, she had MTM position.
Oh, I love Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
She's a dog person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we got her to do her dog voice on the air with us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Recently?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's great. She's an animal activist, loves to deal with rescuing dogs, and she's a wonderful person.
Yeah, and she's a big... I think juvenile diabetes.
Yeah. She suffers from diabetes.
And I don't know if there's a young one out there, but that'd be fun. That'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, yeah.
But I'm surprised because I know you've developed a number of TV shows, but you never thought about who you'd cast as your former wife.
No, I haven't.
But see, the way you thought about it is interesting to me. Your first thought was, okay, I'm going to have to spend a lot of time with this particular actress. I'm going to get someone I like.
Yeah, and also, like...
Rather than the artistic choice,
who would portray,
get someone...
Who would portray Nick Griffin?
Nick Griffin, wouldn't you hope?
No, no. I mean, if Nick couldn't do it, who would be?
It's a good question.
Jason Alexander.
Oh, my God.
Boy. It seems like, I'm not kidding to me, and I know this isn't the case.
No, I think
I love you, Nick. You know that.
I think it might be the case. Go ahead.
This might be the case that I feel like I've been bamboozled. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
flim
flam. Feel free to come in anytime.
Flim flam. Yeah, that's what you've been. Yeah.
We'd love
They're
to have
evil.
You, and then
yes,
it's I'm a punching bag.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Nick is well dressed. He's got a nice clean shirt on, and
I always take a shower before I come in.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Christy,
I check out your site at times.
Christy always says that you're certainly one of the best looking of all the comedians who comes through here.
I have said that many times.
Well, we enjoy doing the shows together.
Yeah, we had a great weekend.
Christy watches everyone every show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She really does.
What?
I pay.
Well,
that's so she doesn't get in trouble backstage.
Yeah.
Chick tends bar for itself.
I sit in a big overstuffed chair with wheels on it.
Really?
So when I have to go back out, they wheel me back out.
Wheel you back
stage,
out. Nice.
And they grab me by the hair. You're on!
No, I enjoy it. Huh. I like to watch.
I don't know if this is... it doesn't matter what I think it is, but I remember... I remember after I got divorced and everyone was like, you know, are you mad at her? And, you know, what do you think? And I told them, you know, that she was seeing somebody else. And I said, well, the good thing is that she's only interested in men.
Mm-hmm.
So she will spend the rest of her life being disappointed over and over again. So it's, you know what I mean? I never worried that she wouldn't have her heart broken again and again because she likes guys and guys are horrible, disgusting people. And I also think that on my part where they go, I started dating, you know, immediately, but, you know, because guys are who they are, I will always have an endless supply of available women.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so hard to keep a relationship together.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is you're kind of debating dating divorced people, which it's just fine, but they are divorced. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has already found this person unacceptable.
True enough.
You know what I mean? It, you kind of feel like you're shopping at a thrift store.
Big Lots. Yeah. Look out.
Nick Griffin is our guest.
Oh, I'm marked down.
Huh? Exactly.
I'll be the first to admit it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am on sale, baby.
I ask you this.
Is this stain going to come out? You know? Mm-hmm.
I ask you this question, understanding that going in, this is a hack premise, but is there any significant difference in the way you date and or meet women in New York versus Los Angeles?
I don't think so. You know,
Do you meet more people in New York because you're walking around?
I was internet dating in L.A., and I must have literally been on 50, 60 dates.
Wow.
Literally over a 5-year period.
I mean, wow.
Because I'd go out on the road and I'm sitting in a hotel room, you know, at the
not
end of
much
the bed
to do,
with my face in my hands for days on end. And then I'd go, well, I want to do something when I get home. So I'd set up all these dates.
Mm-hmm. Do you tell them you're a comedian going in?
No, I don't. I put writer down on my profile.
Nah.
Because comedian, you know, they're expecting, you know.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then I walk in with, you know.
Yeah.
My face still in my hands while walking, which is actually difficult.
But I'm carrying a pipe.
People are nice, though, aren't they? People are very nice. They'll get out of your way.
I apologize. This was a clean shirt, but I was sobbing in the car.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Exactly. So,
what would you like for dinner? What's the point?
I don't know. How about a big pile of hope? Do you have hope? Yep.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.